Great to be back.
弟兄姐妹平安，我很高兴又再次的来到你们当中。
Thank you to Pastor Frank and Elder Walter.
我们谢谢梁牧师，我们也谢谢这个长老们。
And interpreter Clarence.
哦，还有 Clarence.
Yeah, he's I've invited him to come to mainland China with me next year to interpret for me.
他说他要请我去这个中国帮他翻译。
I've just told him now.
他刚刚跟我说罢了。
It's been a privilege to have you as a congregation that is important to my wife Alison and I.
很高兴有你们在过去以往的支持，尤其是支持我跟我的太太。
We thank you for your interest in God's calling in our lives, our ministry to the suffering church.
我们也非常的感激你们对于我们这个事工的认同感。
Around about 18 months ago,
在18个月前
，A big charity said to us, "We can get you into any country."
有一个机构就告诉我们，我们可以把你送到这个世界上任何的一个国家。
We just can't guarantee to get you back out again.
但是我们不能够保证能够把你安全的送回来。
Your first assignment, would you like to go to Sri Lanka?
然后第一个他问我的就是，你要不要去斯里兰卡这个国家？
To do some secret agent work.
要做一些秘密的行动。
Not much persecution there.
那边没有很大的逼迫。
Not compared to some countries.
跟其他国家比起来没有很大的逼迫。
And as I was planning to go there,
当我想要正要去斯里兰卡的时候
，A big church network found out and said, "Could you come and do some training on preparing for persecution?"
一个在那里的一个教会就更向我说，如果你来的话，你可以参加我们这个会议。
And they broadcast it on TV, and I wasn't a secret agent anymore.
他就把这个事件把它公布在整个这个好多人都知道了，所以我就不是很秘密的进去了。
I certainly didn't go in undercover.
所以我就没有，我进去的时候就没有受到保护。
And so after my work there, I came back to Australia less than a week before the Easter Sunday bombings.
当我回到澳大利亚的时候，我就发现了这个斯里兰卡呢就发生了一个爆炸案。
This is Saint Sebastian Church in Colombo, Sri Lanka.
这个是圣安东尼教会在斯里兰卡的一个教会。
See the lady in red there.
你看到一个女孩在红色的衣服吗
？I was walking where she was walking.
我就在这条街上走路过。
Less than a week before the bombings.
就在一个星期前爆炸案发生的现场。
This picture was taken on the Monday after the bombings.
这个相片就是在这个复活节之后的星期一的那一天所看到的、所拍摄的。
More than 200 of God's people were killed on that day.
大概有200个基督徒被杀在当天。
In this church.
就在这个教会里面。
On Easter Monday, I received a call from a pastor who I'd fellowshiped with when I was there.
在星期一的时候，我就收到一个电话，这个那边的牧师这样打电话跟我说。
He said to me, "Brother, please pray for me."
他说：“弟兄啊，你一定要为我祷告。”
Most of the congregation in my church have been killed.
因为我这个堂会里面的很多的成员都几乎都死了。
Women, children.
很多的这个妇女还有小孩。
It was the most humbling question that I have ever had asked of me.
我这个都不知道如何以回答。
This is a picture taken of another church.
这个是另外一个教会。
The picture taken about 10 minutes.
就在十分钟之前。
Before another bomb ripped through,
就是在另外一个爆炸案在发生之前的十分钟前所拍摄的。
And killed most of these people in this picture.
在这个相片里面的人物几乎大多数都死了。
As you can see, many of them are women and children.
你可以看到的里面当中有很多的妇女跟孩子。
My time in Sri Lanka has really moved my heart.
当我在这个斯里兰卡的时候，我的内心是非常的澎湃的。
I've spent a lot of time praying and thinking.About what we can learn from this situation.
我在斯里兰卡的时候就一直在祷告，到底我们可以从这个事件当中学习到什么东西呢
？But I'll come back to that in a minute.
我等一下会再述说。
This is a picture taken of my hand and letters that I've taken, written by Christians in Australia.
这就是我的手跟其他人的手，我们一起将一些的邮件信封从澳大利亚的基督徒所写的带去给斯里兰卡的教基督徒们的。
These are the hands of pastors in Sri Lanka who I gave those letters to.
我们将这些信件交给斯里兰卡的牧师们。
Little did we know how encouraging those letters would be to so many people in Sri Lanka less than a week after this picture.
我们没有想到的是，这些信件对于他们是多么大的鼓励，尤其是在爆炸案发生之后。
So next time I go.To Sri Lanka,
所以下一次我去斯里兰卡或者其他国家的时候
，Where Christians are suffering,
那些基督徒正在受逼迫的地方
，I want to encourage you as a church to write letters, and I can take them with me.
我鼓励你们可以写一些信件，那个交给我，我可以把它送到那些受逼迫的基督徒的国家。
We might think, well, what could my letter really do to help a Christian?
你们可能会在想，我们所写的信件对他们有帮助吗？
But they look forward to your letters and your encouragement.
但是他们真的在期盼着我们的帮忙，也在祷告中纪念。
I've had letters I've given to people where people have been crying and they've been waiting for weeks to get that letter.
我曾经给过一些信件给他们的时候，他们哭着就在非常受到鼓舞。
Some of them value your letters almost as much as they value the letters in the Bible.
有些人他们甚至好像珍惜你们所写的这个邮件，好像珍惜这个圣经一样的这么宝贵。
So next time I go, I'll let you know so you can write.
所以下一次我再去的时候，我会跟你说，你们就可以写一些信件给那边受逼迫的基督徒。
This is a picture that my wife drew.
这是一张相片，我太太所画的。
To encourage the Christians in Sri Lanka after the bombings.
就是在这个爆炸案发生之后，要鼓励那些受逼迫的基督徒们的。
And it's called Jesus, Sacrificial Lamb, Sovereign King.
耶稣就是那赦罪的羔羊，那永恒的国，永恒的王。
It's interesting that the lion appears on the Sri Lanka flag.
很奇妙的就是在斯里兰卡的国旗上面也有一头的狮子。
But she wrote this, and well, she painted it.
她就把这个水彩画起来，画了。
To encourage the Christians that we worship the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
来鼓励那边的弟兄姐妹，告诉他们说，我们所崇拜的，我们所敬拜的这一位就是犹大的狮子。
And one day, every terrorist.
有一天，如果有这个恐怖分子。
And everyone who hates God's people.
那些抵挡耶稣基督的人。
Will bow his name.To the one who is the Lion and the Lamb.
他们将会跪拜那创造宇宙万物的主。
This is a man.
这是一个弟兄。
A pastor.
是一位牧师。
And he was one I've spent quite a bit of time with in Sri Lanka.
我跟他有很长的一个交往的时间。
Let's call him Pastor Johnny.
他是一个Johnny 牧师。
To you know, just keep him.Secure.
保证他的安全，所以他不是他的真名。
I found out when I arrived in Sri Lanka that it was going to cost me a lot more than I thought.
当我到斯里兰卡的时候，我意外的发现，就是那边的生活费都蛮高的。
I wasn't planning to speak at this big conference.
我要在这个会议上面要讲到的时候
，I thought I was a secret agent. Remember?
我还以为我是一个被保护的，人家不知道我从哪里来。
But I had to speak at this conference, and the accommodation was expensive.
那我就在这个会议上讲到的时候呢，这边的这个他那边的会议的费用那些都非常的昂贵。
And I was 500 AUD down from my budget.
所以我就在那个时候呢，我至少缺乏500块钱的澳币的这个费用。
And so I prayed with Pastor Johnny, and I said, Pastor Johnny, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm really embarrassed, but I don't have enough money for this.
所以我就跟这个 Johnny 牧师说，我非常的不好意思，因为我带的金钱不够，非常的丢人。
So he prayed with me.
他就为我祷告。
And he prayed and he prayed.
他就一直在为我们祷，对为我这个事工祷告。
We stood there and he prayed for about half an hour non-stop.
我们差不多祷告了半个小时。
And I thought, if the Lord's going to listen to any prayer, it's going to be this one.
如果上帝要听祷告的话，肯定是这个了。
And so the next Sunday, I preached in another church, and the pastors didn't know each other.
好，然后在接下来的一个星期，我到另外一个教会去讲道。
And after I finished preaching at this other church, the pastor got up.
后来当我讲完道之后呢，这个另外一个堂会的这个牧师就站起来了。
I hadn't told him about my situation.
我从来没有告诉他我的经济状况。
Nobody knew.
他没有人知道。
Except for Pastor Johnny, and he doesn't know this pastor.
只有这个 Pastor Johnny 知道，但是这个 Johnny 没有跟他联系。
And after I finished, the pastor got up and said, "I feel on my heart."
然后这个牧师呢，这个第二个牧师呢，他就感觉，他就说，他就站起来，他就说话了。
The Holy Spirit is telling me.
他说圣灵感动呢。
That we must take up a love offering for Pastor Simon.
我们必须要给这个就要举行一次的爱心的奉献来支持这个事工。
I didn't know what to feel. I was so embarrassed.
我感觉到非常的丢人，也不好意思。
I felt that if there was a hole under the carpet, I could jump down there and disappear.
我就想，如果有一个洞，我就把头钻在里面去。
I didn't know what to feel.
我感觉到不好，非常的不好意思。
And so these poor people.
因为这些人都是贫穷的人。
Many of them working class, some of them underclass.
有好多一些人都是中产阶级或者中产以下的人。
Of quite a poor part of Colombo.
可以说是非常贫困的一些居民。
They started coming up and putting their money into this offering basket.
他们就走上前头来，把一些钱放在一个篮子里面。
And in front of everybody, the pastor collected it, put it in an envelope, and handed it to me.
然后这个牧师就把这个收集的钱，然后就放在一个信件里面，交给我。
And the congregation starts clapping.
And 然后会众就开始拍手。
And clapping and clapping.
就一直在拍手。
They clapped almost as long as the previous pastor prayed.
他差不多就是有半个小时一直在
拍手。I didn't know what to feel.
我就不知道，应该那时候的心情是很复杂的。
But you know how much I needed, remember? I said I needed around about 500 AUD.
你还记得我说我需要多少吗？就是500块澳币罢了。
You know how much the offering was?
你知道那个时候的奉献是多少吗？
505 AUD.
就是505块澳币。
Martin Luther once said this.
马丁路德曾经这么说。
We pray for silver.
我们祷告的时候要银。
But God gives us gold instead.
但是上帝给我们的却是金。
So one of the first lessons I've learnt is the suffering church teaches us.
有一个第一个我所在这个苦难中成长的教会，我所学习到的功课是什么呢？
The power of radical generosity.
就是本质上彻底的慷慨。
It says here in Acts.
在《使徒行传》四章三十二节这么说
：All of the believers were one in heart and mind.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的。
No one claimed any of their possessions were their own.
没有一个人说他的东西是属于他自己的。
I think we'll see if we can go back there. But they shared everything they had.
都是大家共用。
And everywhere I go, where Christians are in hardship.
当我去到一些被逼迫的国家的时候，那些基督徒
and are persecuted for their faith.
他们都为这个信仰摆上的。
They have incredible generosity.
他们有慷慨无比的这个信心。
I'm humbled by their generosity.
我为他们的这种慷慨感到非常的这个
And as we see from the book of Acts,
我们看到这个《使徒行传》
One of the main qualities of the early church
有一个非常重要的一个特质，就是第一世纪的这个基督徒们呢
Was their generosity.
就是他们的慷慨。
And this is how God uses His people most powerfully.
这就是上帝如何使用这一群的人。
As one leader once said,
就好像曾经有一个领袖这么说
，Our generosity is a weapon.
我们的这个慷慨就是我们最大的武器。
Satan hates it.
撒旦最讨厌的了。
They shared everything they had.
因为他们分享他们所有的一切。
How are we going with that as God's people?
你想一下，如果我们基督徒都能如此做，多好！
This is a picture that I know will encourage you.
这个一张图片，我相信可以鼓励大家。
Does it look familiar?
你没有感觉到这张图片有一点熟悉？
Remember the early Christians.
你记得这个第一世纪的基督徒们吗？
They found survival underneath the catacombs in Rome.
他们在地下这个墓道里面呢，他们就发现了这一张照片。
This was around about the time when the Bible was being written, the New Testament.
大概就是这个新约在被写成的时候所发现的这一张图片。
And they hid in the catacombs under Rome where the Romans buried their dead.
他在这个地下密室里面，就是那些罗马兵丁把那些死人埋葬在这个一起的这个地方发现的。
The Romans were afraid of ghosts and the dead.
因为罗马兵丁他们不喜欢，他们也很害怕这个鬼魂。
But Christians were not afraid because they knew the one who raised the dead. Amen.
但是基督徒不怕，因为基督徒知道我们的上帝是可以让死人复活的神。
And some years ago, some archaeologists were taking pictures in a dark, unfound place in the catacombs.
所以有一些的这个考古学家，他们就在这个叫石碑里面，石墓里面就找到了这样子的一张图片。
And this picture is of a painting.
这是一张图片。
That dates back to around about AD 80.
这张画像差不多在主后八十年的时候所画制的。
Can anyone tell me who they think this is?
你们可以猜一下这个图片到底是谁吗
？Some people nodding. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
是谁啊？但以理的三个好朋友是不是啊？
Yeah, yeah.
还记得叫什么名字吗
？I don't think we need him to interpret. You all know, yeah. He's going.
你们都知道是吧？三个当以理的朋友叫什么名字啊
？Remember the story Nebuchadnezzar? What did he say?
你还记得尼布甲尼撒的这个王吗
？He's a big statue.
他有一个很大的雕像。
Everyone must worship it.
他说每一个人在城里面的百姓都必须要这个敬拜这个偶像。
Here's a big furnace.
他说这个是一个火炉火窖。
If you don't worship the statue, you go in the furnace.
如果你不这个敬拜，不跪拜这个偶像的话，你就要把你送进这个火炉里面。
What did these three young men say?
这个三个人怎么说呢
？No.
他说不，我绝对不会跪拜这些偶像的。
So they said, God is able to deliver us.
因为我们的上帝是可以拯救我们的。
But even if He does not deliver us,
即使他不拯救我们的话
，we will still be faithful.
我们也会信实的。
This brother here,
这个弟兄
he has an incredible story.
他有一个不可思议的故事告诉我们。
One of the boldest people I've ever met.
可以说是我所认识的一个非常勇敢的基督徒。
My assignment was to take him a little USB with a Bible on it.
我的其中一个任务就是要把这个有声圣经装在一个移动硬盘 USB 里面。
He's illiterate.
他是一个文盲。
And so the only way he could get a Bible was to listen to it on audio.
唯一他能够明白圣经的就是他只能听。
The story is that some years ago,
曾经有一个几年之前发生这样子的事。
A shipment of USB Bibles were taken up to his camp, but they were hit by a big rain shower.
有一大堆的这个 USB 的这个有声书，圣经有声书呢，被送往这个偏僻的乡村里面。
And his USB.Only had a bit of Bible left on it because the rest was damaged.
因为下雨、暴风雨的缘故，有很多的这个 USB 里面的硬盘的很多部分呢都不能够读了。
He only had 8 chapters of the Gospel of John. That's it.
他这个 USB 硬盘里面呢，他只有八章的圣经。
All the Bible he ever had.
就是这八章的圣经呢，就是所有在 USB 里面的硬盘了。
But he was able to lead 200 people to Christ.
但是他却可以带领了两百个这个朋友们来信耶稣。
So when I arrived with his whole USB with a whole Bible,
当我把这个整本的圣经装在这个 USB 给他的时候
，I said to him, "This is amazing what you can do with a whole Bible."
我就告诉他，你如果你能够用八章的圣经能够带领这么多人，这个整本的圣经送给你，那肯定不可思议了。
And I started doing the math in my head.
我就开始计算。
Said you led 200 people to Christ with 8 chapters.
如果你能够带领200个人信耶稣，就凭这八章的圣经的话。
Now I'm giving you 1,189 chapters.
我现在给你的是1,189章的圣经。
Because that's all the chapters that there are in the Bible.
这就是圣经里面所有的章。
That means that now you'll be able to lead 29,725 people to Christ.
所以现在你就可以带领29,725个人来信耶稣了。
And he said, "Yeah, no problem."
他说：“好，没问题。”
You see?
你觉得了？你看看。
I said, "Well, how are you going to do that?"
他说：“你怎么做呢？”
And he said, "Well, I'll answer that question if you ask me how you can memorize 8 chapters of the Gospel of John like I have."
如果你能够背诵八章的圣经，我就告诉你。
If you can memorize 1 chapter of the Bible, see what God does.
如果你能够背诵一章的圣经，我就告诉你，这个你就知道上帝对你可能有更大的工作要做了。
So there's the challenge. Let's give it a go.
这个是一个非常对我们基督徒的一个挑战。
He's been very persecuted severely.
他是一个被受逼迫很严重的一个基督徒。
He's been thrown out of his village 5 times.
他被这个被迫的离开他的这个乡村五次。
His wife and kids have been beaten severely over and over again.
他的太太跟他的孩子们都被毒打过。
But he still shares Jesus boldly.
但是他们仍然的在这个传福音。
And he says to me, take this message back to the churches in Australia.
他就跟我说 ,Simon, 你要把这个消息带到澳大利亚的教会去。
We all must simplify our faith.
他们需要简化他们的信仰。
Focus on what matters the most.
要专注那些最重要的是什么呢
?He says, the reason why the church is growing in persecution here.
他说在这里为什么教会增长得这么快因为有逼迫。
He says, we make a covenant with each other as a church every day.
我们在教会里面，我们有一个条规，就是
we remind each other every day.
我们提醒我们的这个弟兄姐妹。
We must share Jesus with at least one person.
我们必须要将福音传给这个还没有信耶稣的人。
And I say, well, what happens if you miss a couple of days?
他每一天他们都要传一个。如果有几天他们忘记了怎么办呢
？He says, well, we then have soul debt. Soul debt.I have
debt. 我们就欠债了，因为我们本来要一天传一个，那我们就欠债了。
I say what? I don't understand.
那我说我不明白你在讲什么。
He said, "Well, if you get behind,"
他说如果你没有传足够的人数
，in your witnessing，
就在你的这个见证里面
，it gets more dangerous.
他就感觉到很危险。
It's because you're going to again stand out in a crowd and start preaching loudly.
因为你还在继续的传讲上帝的话
，so that you make up for those that you've missed，
所以你就可以补回你那些你还没有所传的这些人数。
I was speechless，
我就不知道该怎么回答了。
And he said this, take this back to Australia。
他说把这样子的这个讯息带到澳大利亚去。
The message of Jesus is simple。
耶稣基督的这个福音是很简单的。
Keep it simple and share it boldly。
把它简单化，然后传扬开来。
Jesus, he loves me.
第一，耶稣爱我。
Jesus, he died for me.
第二，耶稣为我而死。
Jesus, he's coming back for me.
第三，耶稣为我将会再来。
And this is good news I can't keep to myself.
第四，这个是好消息，我不能够只是局限于在我的身上。
This is incredible news.
这个是天大的好消息。
This is news that's almost too good to be true.
这个消息好像。太好了。
He says, if we believe that, why don't we share Jesus?
如果我们真的相信的话，为什么我们不把这个福音传开呢？
Number two, the suffering church teaches us the power of fearless witness.
一个在苦难中成长的教会教导我们毫无惧怕的为主做见证。
Friends, Acts 1:8 says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
在使徒行传第一章说，当圣灵降临的时候，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses, not you might be my witnesses.
你必定会成为我的见证人。
So if you believe this truth and you believe that you've been sent,
如果你相信使徒行传所写的话
we must be witnesses boldly and faithfully.
我们要为主耶稣做见证，要勇敢的传福音。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him.
当你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃。
If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
他若渴了，就给他喝。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
So the first one to remember, radical generosity. This is what we learn from them.
第一点，我所学到的就是要非常慷慨的奉献。
Number two, fearless witness.
勇敢的，不要惧怕的为主做见证。
Number three, I think, is the hardest one.
第三，我觉得是最难的。
The hardest one for me.
对我来说是最难。
When I met this brother,
当我遇到这个弟兄的时候
，He challenged me maybe the most out of everyone that I've met in my life.
他对我的挑战可以说比其他的弟兄更加的厉害。
We'll call him Joe.
我们就把他叫做 Joe， 这个 Joe 弟兄。
He introduced me to his family in a two-bedroom home.
他介绍我到他的家里面接待我，然后。在他这个两室一厅的这个房子里面。
And then he introduced me to his older brother, who is a vegetable.
他就是介绍我给他这个哥哥，这个一素食的这个哥哥。
He has no control over anything.
他完全不能够控制他自己了，这个他哥哥。
The quadriplegic.
不好意思。
A quadriplegic.
I think we need a doctor here. 全身瘫痪.
Yeah, yeah.
谢谢陈老.
And I said, so, was your brother born like this?
他就问了, 你的哥哥是不是与生俱来, 就全身瘫痪呢?
He said, no, no.
他说不是的, 不是全身瘫痪的, 生下来不是这样子的.
At first, he didn't really want to tell me.
刚开始的时候, 他不愿意告诉我.
I felt embarrassed that I asked him again.
我感到非常不好意思, 因为我问了这个问题.
But he said, my brother was the first Christian in our family. He led all our family to Christ.
我的哥哥是第一个在我们家族里面第一个基督徒, 他带领了我们全家信耶稣.
And one day, the government picked him up.
有一天, 这个政府官员就把他给抓住了,
kidnapped him and took him away to a jungle prison.
把他拐带了之后, 送到一个监狱里面去。
They beat him and beat him and beat him.
他们毒打他, 一直打。
And then they called us and said, you can pick your brother up now.
然后他后来他就打电话跟我说, 哦, 我们可以去接待, 可以接回我们的弟弟, 接回我们的哥哥了。
And when we picked him up, he was almost dead.
当我们要接他回来的时候, 他几乎已经差不多死了。
And he hasn't regained any of his ability.
他从来没有恢复他残障的这身体。
So I said, have you found who did this? Have you received any justice?
那我就问他, 那你到底是谁打他的? 到底你们有没有去帮他寻求公平?
He said, no, no, no lawyer would be willing to defend us. It's too dangerous.
在这个地方没有公平, 也没有这个律师肯为我们来在法庭上来做见证辩护。
People in our country think my brother got what he deserved because he was too vocal.
因为我们的政府可能会想说, 因为他被打是应该的, 因为他太勇敢了。
Even some Christians think he got what he deserved.
有一些基督徒反而也会说, 哦, 你不应该这么拼死命。
We told him to not be so bold and to, you know, be a little bit more underground in his ministry.
哦, 有些基督徒反而说, 你不要这么公开, 你赶快你小声一点, 不要这么做声。
But he said, I can't help sharing Jesus.
然后他说, 我不能够阻止因为这个上帝的爱在我们当在我当里面。
If I don't share Jesus, maybe nobody else will.
如果我不把耶稣传扬出去的话, 可能我们的村里面的人, 没有人会传。
And so he paid for it.
所以他就为这个福音摆上了代价。
And I said, but surely there's a way for you to get justice for him.
我就问了, 我说, 那应该有一个方法可以解决这个, 就是让公义能够伸张吧。
He said, no, brother.
他说,
justice is up to the Lord.
他说, 正义只有在神那里得到伸张。
Our job is to love and to hope.
我们的工作就是爱, 爱那些世上的灵魂。
He said, sometimes those people that beat my brother walk past us in the street. We know where they are.
我们有时候看到那些, 那些官员呢, 走在我们的马路, 走在屋子前面的时候, 在嘲笑我们。
They sometimes laugh at us and wave.
他们笑我们, 而且有时候却为我们, 却对我们招手。
There was even a time we remember where some of them came past our house at night laughing and joking.
有一些时候的, 他们竟然走到我们这个家的前面, 晚上的时候嘲笑我们, 辱骂我们。
And mocking us and our brother.
辱骂我们, 辱骂我们的弟兄。
I was so angry.
我非常的, 这个愤怒。
And Joe saw my anger and he said, no, brother.
这个Joe弟兄看到我很生气, 他就说不要, 弟兄。
And he quoted this passage from Romans to me.
他就说, 他就用了一节经文来鼓励我。
I've studied this passage in Bible college many times.
我在这个神学院里面学这段话, 学了这句经文学了很多。
But it was only when I heard this story witnessed personally that it went from my head to my heart.
只有当我遇到这个弟兄的时候, 我才真正明白这段经文所要表达的意思是什么。
So my brother Joe said, this is what we do in our country.
这就是我们在这个我们的国家里面需要做的事情。
We're praying for those who hurt our brother.
我们需要为那些逼迫我们的祷告。
Every day we ask the Lord to help us forgive them.
每一天我们都祈求上帝帮助我们, 让我们能够原谅那些人。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him.
如果你的仇敌饿了, 你就给他吃。
See, he says, we have a simple faith.
我们有非常简单的信仰。
We're fasting and praying for the next couple of months.
我们禁食, 我们祷告, 我们几个月一直以来禁食祷告。
So the next time they come past our house mocking us and laughing at us,
如果下一次他再来到我们当中, 辱骂我们, 嘲笑我们的话,
that the Lord would help us be bold enough to invite them in. for a cup of tea.
上帝会帮助我们，让我们有这个勇气，能够邀请他们来到我们当中，一起的享用晚餐。
I thought to myself, what kind of faith is this?
我就在想，这个到底是什么样的一种信仰呢？
What kind of Christianity is this?
这个到底基督教的信仰，难道有这样的力，这么厉害吗？
And I must admit that this is the kind of faith the Lord wants all of us to have.
我相信这个信仰也就是要我们的主耶稣基督要我们每一个基督徒所承继的。
Number three, the suffering church teaches us the power of extravagant forgiveness.
一个在苦难中成长的教会教导我们真正的饶恕是什么。
This is going to be a challenge.
这是一个非常大的挑战。
This is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS.
这个就是 Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, 这个是一个 ISIS 组织的头号人物。
Most of us are aware that he is one of the most dangerous people in the world.
你们可能知道他是这个世界上最危险的人物之一。
And he's killed thousands and thousands of God's people.
他杀了可以说上千上万的这个基督徒。
He is perhaps the greatest enemy of the church.
他可能也可以说是这个教会的最大的这个仇敌了。
My question is, are we willing to pray for him?
我的问题就是我们能够为他祷告吗？
Because I know a lot of Christians who would like to see him killed.
我们知道我们好多的基督徒都希望他被杀死。
Because we think that if he is killed, then Christianity will be safe.
因为我们知道如果他被杀了之后呢，那这个基督教可能就比较安全了。
Remember that he's responsible for almost extinguishing the church in the Middle East.
我们知道在这个中东国家他几乎可以说把基督徒杀遍了。
But if he is killed,Will that be a victory to the church or a victory to Satan?
他如果被杀死了，那这个到底是我们是神国的胜利了，还是撒旦势力的胜利呢？
We know what happens with Islamic extremism.
我们知道这个回教的极端分子。
If he is killed out of his ashes, one far more powerful and far more aggressive will arise.
如果这个死了之后，另外一个会比他更加猛烈的这个攻击可能又会再来临了。
If he is killed, it will be a victory to Satan.
如果他被杀了，可能这个是撒旦的神，撒旦国的胜利了。
But if he is saved, it will be a victory to the kingdom. Amen.
如果他被拯救了，那这就是神国的这个荣耀的彰显了。
Imagine if Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi comes to Christ.
你可以想象一下，如果这个恐怖分子能够接受耶稣基督。
Think of the millions of Muslims around the world who.Follow him.
你可以想象一下，成千上百万的这个回教徒来跟随他的，他们可能都会因他的这个见证而信耶稣。
Think of the lives that will be drawn to Jesus if he is saved.
你可以想象一下，如果他信了耶稣，那有多少的这个回教徒会跟随耶稣呢
？Are you willing to stand with me and love him through praying for him?
你可不可以同我一起的爱他，一起的为他祷告
？That next time he bows his knee before Allah.
当他下一次在为这个回教的这个主，也就是阿拉来祷告的时候
，and ask for a vision of Allah，
要祈求这个意象的时候
，that he will have a vision of Jesus Christ。
我们盼望他有这个耶稣显现在他的这个意象里面。
Is his heart any more unreachable than the Apostle Paul's was？
你可以想象，可以对比一下使徒保罗。
Remember the Apostle Paul one day was going to Damascus to kill more Christians.
使徒保罗在大马色的路上就要想杀很多的基督徒。
And the Holy Spirit met him and knocked him off his horse.
但是圣灵就感动他，让他能够，他就跌倒。
So I want to encourage you to pray with me that the next time Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is on his tank,
我就希望你们能够同我一样，能够为他祷告。
Heading to Damascus,
当他去到这个大马色的路上
，Maybe the Holy Spirit would knock him off his tank.
可能这个圣灵也可以把他给击倒
，and he would be saved. Would you be willing to pray that with me?
然后他就可以成为一个基督徒。你可不可以跟我一同的为他祷告
？So here's a summary.
这个就是一个总结了。
The suffering church teaches us the power of radical generosity.
一个苦难中成长的教会教导我们什么是本质上彻底的慷慨。
They live the Book of Acts.
他们在生活在这个《使徒行传》里面。
They share everything they have.
他们分享他们所用的东西。
Suffering Church teaches us the power of fearless witness.
一个苦难中成长的教会教导我们毫无惧怕的为主做见证。
The message of Jesus is too precious and too wonderful to keep to ourselves.
我们耶稣基督的福音是太宝贵了，我们不应该只是局限于我们自己。
We have a suffering world outside.
我们在这个世界，在这个国家之外，有很多的基督徒还在受逼迫。
A friend of mine is an emergency doctor.
我一个朋友是一个这个紧急室的这个医生。
In Brisbane.
就在布里斯班。
And he said the other day.
叫做有一天。
I met a lady in her 60s.
我遇到一个这个女士，她在六十岁。
She said.I've never heard the message of Jesus shared with me.
他说他从来没有听过耶稣基督的福音，没有人跟他分享过耶稣基督。
So there's unreached people in our country.
他说就是在我们这个国家里面，还有一些人也没有听过福音。
You don't have to go to the darkest parts of China.
你不需要走到很远的这个中国
or Africa,
或者是非洲
to find people who've never heard Jesus.
去找那些还没有听过福音的人。
Number three, the suffering church teaches us the power of extravagant forgiveness.
第三点，一个在苦难中成长的教会教导我们真正的饶恕是什么。
When I was talking with a friend of mine from Sri Lanka recently, he shared what one of the Buddhist leaders said.
我在这个斯里兰卡的时候，有一个这个佛教的这个领袖这样子跟我说。
Remember that the Christians were targeted in the bombings.
你记得就是这个基督徒就被这个盯着就要把这些基督徒给杀死的这些人。
But there are also many other people, non-Christians who died, people who were tourists, people.
但是也有一些非基督徒比如好像旅行的人呢也在这次的事件当中呢也被杀死了。
I want to read what he said.
我要读一下就是这个佛教徒的这个领袖所说的一段话。
He says, after the bombings,
他说在这个爆炸案之后
the outpouring of love from Christians towards Muslims went into overdrive.
这个基督徒在这爆炸案发生之后呢基督徒对于这个非基督徒还有对于这个回教徒的这个爱意呢是更加爱他们了。
Instead of withdrawing in fear,
与其从这个苦难与其从这个惧怕当中萎缩
hibernating in anger,
这个冬眠的状态当中的怀着惧怕或者是怀着这种报复的心理
Sorry, hibernating in grief
这个沮丧的心怀着沮丧的心情
Or retaliating in anger, which is like what we would have done. Imagine if Buddhists were killed in bombings like this. It would have been a war again.
或者就是就好像这个佛教徒所说的佛教徒我们会不会像这个佛教的徒的领袖说我们要报复这个曾经伤害过我们的人呢
He said Christians have taken the opportunity in their suffering.
他就说我们基督徒不同因为我们基督徒在苦难当中在逼迫当中我们却用爱胜过我们的这个仇恨
To advance in love.
实行我们的耶稣基督对我们的爱
It seems thathate can be contained and conquered, but love knows no boundaries.
这就好像这个怨恨跟好像是可以被框框给限制起来的，爱却成就整可爱可以战胜这些仇恨。
Let me ask you: Is there someone that you need to forgive?
我再想问一下大家，你们这心目当中有没有一个人，或者是你们需要饶恕的
？Maybe another Christian.
可能另外一个基督徒。
If you cannot forgive them, I can tell you right now.
如果你不能够饶恕他们的话，我可以告诉你。
It will be impossible to forgive your enemy.
你就很难饶恕你的敌人了。
From my experience with the suffering church so far,
在我的经历当以往的过往的经历当中呢
，I believe that there is one special element of the gospel.
有一个在逼迫教会当中有一个很特别的这个因素。
One ingredient that sums it up.
有一件事情可以把整个东西给这个整理出来的。
It is our capacity as Christians to forgive.
就是我们基督徒有这种对这种饶恕对跟其他的这个宗教所不同的这个地方。
A Muslim cleric recently said, a world-renowned Muslim cleric.
有一个回教的这个头目这个头他这么说。
He said that Islam has so much more on Christianity.
他说：“这个伊斯兰，这个好像跟我们回教、跟我们基督教好像差不多。
Stronger sense of identity，
好像有很都有很强的这种个性。
Stronger authority，
有很强的这个这个叫权柄性。
Better sense of community，
有很强的这种归属感或者聚会的归属感。
Stronger sense of morals，
他们也有很强的这种 道德观念。
He says your morals are terrible.
他说我们的这个道德观念很糟糕。
So many Christians around the world are into gender equality.
他说我们这个你们的这个基督徒很糟糕，竟然还有同性恋的事情发生。
He laughs and says they try to argue that the Bible says that.
他说到底这个圣经有没有这样子说？你们基督徒怎么这么乱
？He says maybe some of us know the Bible better than you do because it doesn't say that.
他说可能我们回教徒比你们这个基督徒更懂圣经。
He says Islam's got so much more on Christianity.
这个回教的圣经可能比你们更加懂更多了。
But he says there's one thing that Islam doesn't have.
然后他说，在回教徒里面，回教的这个经典里面，有一件事情是回教没有的。
And he says, in the Muslim world, Christians are conquering us with it.
在这个回教，在这个世界上，基督教就在消灭，就在这个战胜这个回教的，有一个特质是什么呢
？He says it's the Christians' capacity to love their enemies.
也就是基督徒能够用爱来战胜这个怨恨。
And love those that persecute them.
能够爱那些为受逼迫的人们。
Embrace those that would hurt them.
拥抱那些曾经伤害过他们的人。
And he said, "I've seen the power of God come down."
我可以感受到这个神国的这个降临，神的能力彰显在基督徒的身上。
Where Christians love unconditionally.
因为我们基督徒的这个爱是没有条件的。
He said, "It's unbelievable."
这个是不可想象的。
So my question to you is, friends.
所以我的问题是，我的这个我对你们的挑战是
，If we are people of the cross，
如果我们是基督徒的话
，We must remember we were once enemies of God。
我们也要记得，我们曾经也是一个抵挡神的人。
Paul says in Romans we were once enemies。
在保罗在罗马书说，我们曾经也是神的这个仇敌。
Yet Christ died for us。
但是耶稣基督为我们而死。
Christ forgave us。
耶稣基督饶恕了我们的罪。
So because of Christ, we can forgive.
因为耶稣基督的爱，所以我们可以饶恕别人。
Okay, I think we've got one more. So ask the question, Lord, what is stopping me from radical generosity?
上帝啊，是什么阻止了我们慷慨的心呢
？Number two, Lord, help me to lose my fear of sharing you.
上帝啊，帮助我们放胆的将你的福音传扬开来。
Why are we so afraid of sharing Jesus?
为什么我们这么惧怕的传扬耶稣呢
？In our country, well, at the moment, what can people do to us?
在我们现这个国家里面，当我们传扬耶稣的时候，别人能够把我们怎么样呢
？We should be bold.
我们应该更勇敢才对。
We shouldn't be so worried about religious freedom.
我们根本不需要担心这个宗教自由。
As a friend of mine once said, "You're as free to share Jesus in North Korea as you are to share him in North Carolina."
他说：“你在这个北韩的话，你可能更加容易的把福音传开，对比 North Carolina 这个地方。”
The question is, are you willing to risk your civil freedom to do it?
问题就是你愿不愿意牺牲自己将这个福音传开呢
？I think it's important that we have religious freedom and human rights.
当然，我们希望我们这个国家有宗教自由，而且也讲人权。
But our faith is not dependent on it. Amen.
但是我们的信仰不应该建立在这个的基础上。
Number three, Lord, teach me to forgive others as you extravagantly forgave me.
上帝教导我们如何去饶恕人，就好像你已经饶恕了我们一样。
So just before I close, I want to tell you a little bit about our ministry.
当我要结束的时候，我想跟大家分享一下我最近的事工。
Based on Philippians 1:14,
腓立比书一章十四节这么说。
That's why it's called Project 1:14.
这就为什么这个叫做事工114。
The Apostle Paul says, "Because of my chains."
因为我所受的捆锁。
Not more and more people are frightened.
没有好多人因我的缘故。
But because of my chains, more of the brothers have found confidence and are sharing.Boldly without fear, the name of Jesus.
他们却因为我受的捆锁，他们就笃信不疑，而且越发放胆传扬神的道，毫无惧怕。
We believe that we have a ministry that Lord's called us to, like Epaphras, Paul's helper.
我现在目前所处的这个事工，就是好像这个以巴弗帮助保罗的这个事工一样的。
We want to help Christians in difficulty and persecution who are reaching unreached people groups with the gospel.
我们帮助那些基督徒，尤其是他们要去到这个受逼迫的国家、受逼迫的基督徒，他们当中的这些基督徒们。
All around the world.
在全世界各地。
In difficult countries like Sri Lanka.
就好像在斯里兰卡这个非常局限、非常宗教限制的国家里面。
India, Indonesia.
印度、印尼、印度尼西亚。
Ukraine.
乌克兰。
Next year, China.
可能明年可能就是中国了。
And we want to help them, resource them.
我们要帮助他们，帮他们筹集一些的资源。
Like Epaphras would help and resource the Apostle Paul, bringing him letters, hope, encouragement.
就像以巴弗帮助保罗，同工一样的。
But also bringing their message and encouragement back to us to help us, to challenge us, to prepare us for persecution.
也同样的把这个好消息从他们那边带回到澳大利亚来，让也鼓励我们在澳大利亚的基督徒们。
We need their courage, we need their hope, we need their witness.
我们需要他们的鼓励，我们需要知道他们当中所发生的一些事情如何可以激励我们澳大利亚的基督徒。
We need the help of Christians who say persecution for us is normal.
我们要让他们告诉我们，这个基督徒受逼迫是很正常的。
They won't bomb our church today, but maybe next week.
他可能今天不会把我们的教堂给炸了，可能下个星期会把我们教堂炸了。
Should we close down our church because we might get bombed?
那我们是不是要把教会给关了？因为可能我们也会被炸呢
？No.
当然不是了。
We must keep being a faithful witness.
我们要继续成为一个这个忠心。有见识的管家。
So this is the ministry of my wife and I.
这就是我跟我太太的这个事工114。
Alison, sorry that she couldn't be with you today.
我的太太 Alison 不能够来到你们当中。
But we have a bit of a wayward son at the moment.
我们跟我们，因为我们有一些的时差，或者是。
So please pray for us.
所以你请为我们祷告。
This is a picture of me in Sri Lanka.
这是一个图片，在斯里兰卡的一张图片。
I'm in the process of rolling out a trauma care strategy for those Christians affected by the bombings.
我们就是在正在筹备的，就是这个精神受到创伤需要照顾的一些小朋友们。
I'll be going back there in September.
我接下来在九月份的时候会回到他们当中来举行这样子的一个事工。
So thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you again about our ministry.
谢谢你们听我这个我们的施工114。
There's a little table over there, and there's a couple of things. If you'd like to grab a brochure about our work,
如果你对我们的施工有负担的话，你可以在那边那个桌子那边有我们的一些的 poster， 你们可以来参考。
We raise all our own finance and support for our ministry. We don't get paid a salary.
我们没有其他机构或者是有人来支付我们的薪水，都是我们自己自费的。
If you'd like to pray with us and support our work,
如果你们要为我们祷告或者要从经济上支持我们的话
，We have a newsletter. If you'd like to put your details down, there's an opportunity to do that.
我们有一个 email， 你可以写下去，那我们会每可能就会把这个资料发给你。
I feel very privileged that I'm able to share this with you. So thank you.
我感到非常的高兴，我们能够将这个信息带给你们。
I also have a book just recently written about my parents' work in Borneo.
我最近也写了一本书，就是在这个 Borneo 这个 island， 我父母所发生的一些事情。
Where I grew up, I was born there.
我就在 Borneo 这个地方出生的。
So, if you'd like to read a little bit about my DNA and where I was crafted,
如果你要知道我这个 DNA 是哪一个国家来的，或者是我的这个人怎么样
，and understand more why I'm so passionate about what I do and helping God's people,
为什么我会对这个穆斯林、对这个回教徒这么有热忱的话
，grab a copy of the book,
你就拿一本这本书。
Clarence is in the process of translating it into Mandarin and Cantonese. No, just kidding.
有人会帮他翻译成这个中文，如果你们要的话。
God bless you and thank you so much.
愿神祝福你们。